Pond's hardware has always been there, as far as I can remember. It was there a year before I was. Then next to that, there was a small Mac at Chamberlain's Mac.
That was produce and meats, or?
Yeah, right, just a small grocery store owned by Harold Chamberlain. That used to be a store, Thompson's Spa.
What was in Thompson's Spa?
It was just...
It's where you brought your girls?
No, it was an old, they sold ice cream and things and had those wire chairs and things that are now...
Ice cream parlor, yeah.
Yeah, ice cream parlor, Thompson's Spa. And beside that, where the, beside that was Wagner's Bakery.
What was in Wagner's?
Wagner's Bakery was a family-owned business owned by Gus Wagner, and he had two or three sons. All went into the business, finally all died, and no more generations took it over. It was a very popular bakery, had delicious breads.
Is that the one that had baked beans on Saturday night?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. And people used to buy baked beans on Saturday night, huh?
They made bread every day. People would go in and buy all kinds of oatmeal, white grains, and all kinds of really super bakery at the time.
All right.
And they used to start work, you know, like 3 o'clock in the morning, all the brothers. Ray and Joe and Gus. I'd be sitting out there coming down the street where Carlson Daniels now is. For years there was a, I was a kid, a store called Herman's. It used to be a clothing store.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.
And then coming down there was a hardware store again, Fred's Hardware. Where the newsroom is now, it used to be Fred's Hardware. And then the store on the corner used to be a grocery store owned by Ali Halpin's father, who now owns the package store.
Oh, all right.
Used to have that old.
Do you know what the name of that was at all? It's just a...
I think it was Red and White, something like that. I can't really remember.
This was the corner of South and...
No,
Main?
On the corner where it's always been a
jewelry
store.
Okay.
But the store that's blocked off now used to be a Macca, Halpin's Macca, Red and White, or something like that. And the jewelry store was always there. It was owned by a fellow named Mr. Welch. And he later sold to J. Baron Mason and his wife. It was Welch's jewelry store, and it became Mason's jewelry store.
So that's now coming to the corner of South. Mm-hmm. Now across the street, starting at the cemetery.
Starting at the cemetery, coming down the savings bank. Of course, has always been there. And the next store, what that is now complete store, the Guaranty Bank, was divided into two stores. The Westboro Newsroom used to be there, which was run by Bill Ford, who was a town character. It was one of the very instrumental in doing civic things. One of the starters of the Little League, and they used to have. We used to have a day every year called around Memorial Day, I think, where a Kiwanis Day, that they would have sell all the papers and all the profits would go for the Kiwanis Beach at Lake Chauncey. The Kiwanis Club used to run a beach house down there with boats and facilities for the kids.
Did you go there when you were a kid, to the Kiwanis Beach, or when?
Yeah,
did
everybody went there.
It's now the town beach, right?
Chauncey, but there was a building that the Kiwanis built out there, and they would sell soda and ice cream and popcorn and things. So they ran it, they'd have a day. He was very instrumental in that. Then next door to him was the First National Bank, which of course was bought by the Guaranty Bank now, but the president was there for many years was Gus Carlson, who is still alive and still lives in Fort East Street.
There was a bank at the right at the other end, you're saying, where the
cemetery. No, as you came down
cemetery.
From the savings bank.
Well, there was a savings bank.
Yeah, there was a savings bank out there. And then the newsroom and the bank, I don't know. That whole Guaranty Bank was divided into two stores.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, and coming down, there was the store, that's the dry goods stores now, was Blankenship's. Jim Blankenship.
B-L-A-N-K?
E-N-S-H-I-P.
Dry goods.
Blankenship's Dry Goods. And he also was kind of a town character.
That's all materials?
Yeah, materials and dresses and things like that.
What was in the newsroom, by the way? Was that cigars and papers and
yeah,
that kind
that's
of
all.
Thing?
Cigarettes and papers mostly.
Right, and after Blankenship's Dry Goods?
After Blankenship's. ships, dry goods, there was a, it was a Rexall Pharmacy, which was a very small store, which is now the Minuteman Travel Agency. Okay, and the next door where Orlando's Auto Parts is now is the, that whole store was a First National store, and the First National was very popular.
So that's where the main markets were downtown, right on Main Street?
That's right, absolutely right.
Then is that the corner of Milton? And you cross over to the Arcade Building in Westfield?
Arcade Building, and on the corner for years, it was a store called the Berkeley Store.
Berkeley?
Berkeley, like the street in Boston.
And what was that?
That was a women's dry goods store. Next to that was Lord's, which is still Lord's.
Still Lord's Bench.
Still Lord's. And the guy who used to, who worked for Mr. Lord was Charlie Duckworth, who is now the owner. And when he was a kid going to school, was he 70 or 80 years old now, but when he was a kid going to school, he worked for Mr. Lord. That was a very popular store. Mr. Lord left him that. I don't think I should have put that down.
No.
He didn't have any children and he left.
Charlie Duckworth obviously was very loyal to Lord's.
That's right.
And next came...
It was always a shoe repair shop. It had always been owned and operated as a shoe repair shop.
A cobbler's.
Yes, and next to that has always been a barber shop. It's changed hands many times.
But they still maintain the same position.
And the one on the corner has always been a restaurant. It used to be the Puritan restaurant.
Which is more of a family restaurant than
Penny's
Pizza.
Badly.
No, Puritan, you didn't.
It was a drinker.
Really?
It was a drinking restaurant.
A drinking restaurant.
All right.
It was a pub. All right, it's a bar.
Right.
Puritan bar? All right.
No, it was a restaurant.
It was a restaurant.
They had a back room, the infamous back room.
All right, that was where the back room was, huh? If you went to a back room in Westboro, it would be there. Now, then, next comes Burnside Building, or is that?
Burnside Building. And it used to be some kind of a restaurant where the beauty parlor is. I don't even remember the name of it, but it used to be some kind of a restaurant or a drinking spot. Pages, is it? Used to be an electrical shop. They used to Izzy Cynical, I think, used to have his electrical shop in there. And Star Road, and he's been there a long time.
Taylor.
Taylor, right. I don't know what is it. I think at one time it was somewhere else, but I'm not really sure.
Down here, I think. Near the tracks a little bit.
And then the next place where the mini fams is now was always a house. That was always residents were in there.
Oh.
It's only been in recent years it was made.
And is that where the Homes End began?
No. And then next to that where the TV shop is now and the New England gym was McDonald's Market, which was, that whole store was a McDonald's Market.
So there were really four markets, Chamberlain's, well, McDonald's, Red and White, and
then there was also
First
the
National.
A&P around the corner on Summer Street, that building on the corner right there where... If you go to the center of town, turn right on Summer Street, there's a lodge.
Where the karate place
is
now.
That's correct. That was the A&P. That was the competition.
There were quite a few markets then, but people then did shop in different places, too, for different things.
Sure.
Now, what was down here as far as these, beyond the railroad bridge, or was it?
There was nothing. Swamp. Nothing. This was all swamp.
It's a swamp.
Had a cedar swamp.
And when did it begin to be developed? When this was built?
Somebody told me that that small, the first five or six stores at the shopping center was here before the post office. That's been there 20 years this year, somebody told me. I didn't realize that, so then we came.
So you think it's like 1963 or so was built?
I think this is the 20th year.
Do you know who was involved with building the Colonial Shopping Center?
Mm-hmm. Freddie Kay and Harold Hickox.
So Harold Hickox would know when it was built, anyway. And then you came in 1965.
Five.
but...
And I and Dolly's was there about the same time we, as we came into, this was all swampland here, and they just came in, threw some gravel in and...
Slowly sinking.
No, you might have sunk yet, but this, I don't know whether they put piles down or not. I know the last store that they built next to I and Dolly's over here, they drove piles. You have to, the law says you have to drive piles now to put it to had pan, to set the building on.
Now, does
CVS... And I think they went about 60 feet down for had pan.
To the CVS? So the
swamp...
A long way. So the city swamp then continues right across Main Street into that section up along... What street is that?
Willow.
Goes up along Willow.
Well, it was very swampy over there. When I was a kid, there was water stood in there and everything.
Did the kids play in the swamps? I mean, did you go out walking and looking for...
No, I don't think so.
Was it too wet?
I really shouldn't say, but that area of town was once known as Irish Town. Then it became known, a very sick expression, as Guineaville.
This is what I know as the tree streets. Is that what we're talking about? Beech and spruce and...
But it was always called Guineaville. It was Irish Town before that. That's... And the...
Did the Italians, the Irish come in to work in the factories?
That's right. That's right. And then what happened is that the Italians used to pick blueberries in the swamps a lot. They were very... There were a lot of swamp berries down there. And all summer they would pick. And they would sell blueberries door to door all over town.
Oh, all right. Do you remember... what about the factories? Do you remember the factories that were going on?
Yeah.
If we went down Milk Street.
Okay, so if you went down Milk Street towards Route 9, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, there was, there were, let's see, where VARC is now, there, of course you know about that, there was a big fire there.
Yeah,
but
47.
I think there were, 47. I saw that fire stat. Tommy Kelly and I were going up there for a job at Denison, had a small outfit there, we were there.
Denison did? Mm-hmm. But that hasn't worked from Denison. Where was their outfit?
That was in the building that was behind the one on Milk Street.
On Phillips Street, then, right?
There was one on Phillips Street. And Dennis, I think that's where it's... No, it's not in the...
Well, according to Rocky...
The rope plant.
Yeah, the hemp...
Hemp.
I just talked to Rocky Fellini, and he was telling me...
I was right there. I saw it stat. I saw the smoke stat out of the Tommy Kelly and I. Saw the whole thing from stat to finish. We were up there applying for jobs.
An exciting time, but not the place to be.
It was in 1947.
Now, but going back, if you can remember in the 30s, late 30s, what the factories were that were important in Westboro and where these people were working.
Westboro Underwear was one of the factories on the...
Is that where VARC is now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was that really the first one that you came to as you came up the street?
Mm-hmm. Westboro Underwear. And also on, that was originally a shoe shop. It was about three or four stories high.
It was a Golden Walker shoe shop. No, that might have been it, I think.
Yeah, probably. And behind it was the hat shop, what they called the hat shop. I don't know who ran it. Rocky had probably knows everything.
Now, the hat shop.
And at that time it was vacant. And what was happening was that there were a lot of small businesses were coming into, you know, starting up and getting cheap space.
Yeah, and there was a, according to his description, it was a company that was making car seats or hemp to stuff car seats, and that's where it began. But at that point, they weren't making hats in Westboro?
No.
Right. Do you remember, you don't, in your memory, you don't remember hats being made in Westboro?
No. But they always called it the old hat shop.
The hats had been made in Westboro.
That's right.
All right.
And across the street, there was always a gas station there, which those gas stations have always been there. On the other corner, there was another gas station. A very popular spot in town for the workers was Courtney's Diner.
Where
Lumber is now.
Courtney's Diner.
It was a very popular eating. That was a real diner with slinging the hash and everything, you know.
Now, there was a tape factory.
Next to a Mason's tape shop. In the Mason tape shop, and about 19, that had been vacant for a number of years, and then approximately 1959 or 60, Chase Paper bought it.
Oh. Oh, all right.
And that's where they stayed, and that's where...
And they continued there till...
Till, when they moved down to Oak Street.
And they demolished that building, right? So that's why there's a big cellar hole or nothing there.
That's about the post office, right?
Sure. And next to that is there something...
Used to be Kenworthy's.
Kenworthy's, and that made...
They made inner soles for shoes. They were big in the shoe.